Batchy for Blokes.
Hello and welcome to Batchy for Blokes. You've probably noticed already I'm not the regular host, Jackie Kosolke. I have stepped into the breach. My name is Liam Flanagan, but don't stress, the other half of the podcast is here. News.com's Joe Thornley. Joe.
Hello. I'm concealing my erection in a jacuzzi.
Yeah, that has become a bit of a theme, hasn't it?
It's, well, I mean, we always jump ahead straight away, yeah. But two wet cuddles.
Ooh,
this week.
That makes them sound less romantic when you describe them as wet cuddles.
Not at all, not at all. It's like a mixtape. Like a stiffy in a spa means I love you.
Oh, I'm enjoying this already. anyone who is wondering where Jackie Kosolke has gone, I can only presume she has jumped on a plane to Singapore after the disappointment of last night and Maddie not being chosen by Georgia.
I don't think she knows what's happened yet because her last Instagram post, she was like holding up a margarita instead of like a black armband.
Well, I presume she's headed for that fancy rooftop pool to take a piss in it.
Oh,
I just think, you know, she's going to destroy it.
It's called an infinity pool because infinity is how much love is dead.
We have jumped ahead, but let's go back to the Wednesday night show. There was still three at this stage.
Let's take them on meaningless dates. Let's just,
weren't they meaningless
kind of
dates?
A bit of filler.
So at this stage, there was still Lee, Maddie J and Jake. Lee had the first date. They went on a helicopter flight that took in all their previous date locations.
I like it just flew over all the locations in which Lee has worn skinny jeans.
he loves a skinny jean, doesn't he?
But he loves a skinny leg. Just it's time for a leg day, Lee.
No, but I think he's got quite muscular legs. From a bloke admiring another bloke's set of pins,
well,
he's got quite a good set of pins on him.
It's an illusion, Liam. He has not worn one outfit in his size.
No. There's a Just Jeans branding opportunity there going begging for Lee. He'll be at all the spring racing events just in jeans, though.
Maybe he could wear Lee jeans.
Oh, I've missed that.
Perfect.
That's what I'm here for.
But
you're right, it was a fairly meaningless date. From a guy's point of view, from episode one, I looked at Lee and went, yeah, because...
Right. Oh, I sort of did too. The donkey helped.
I disagree. I think that is the worst entrance in the history of the Australian Bachelor/Bachelorette series.
How dare you?
That is the worst. That was.
It had a sombrero in it. Any situation in life that has a sombrero in it is better.
Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We will get to the final, but...
Yeah, talking about episode one, we're getting behind ourselves as well.
But anyway, that was Lee's date. Jake was up next. Now, poor old Jake, he went sailing on the harbour.
See, I was scrolling back through tweets to try and remember what Jake's date was because... Snore.
Yeah, it was. They reenacted, for those who didn't see it, they reenacted the Titanic moment standing
for those who didn't see it. It's like for anyone who's been on a boat, just assume that's what they did.
Yeah. Here's my only frustration with that date as well. And I agree, it was a bit tame. It was a bit vanilla. But they made it look like two reality TV contestants, people looking for love, can handle a super yacht or a super maxi racing yacht in the harbour.
Now, like just a little bit to the left, Georgia, which he hoped to say for the rest of his life. But he didn't manage.
But I have mates who have done Sydney to Hobart, and I love the idea that there would have been about 10 crew on that, not only having to hide below deck and being frustrated that these two are masquerading as yachties, but also having to stay out of shot.
You know. My dad has always... I grew up on... It sounds a bit fancy. I grew up on yachts.
Well, it does sound very
my
fancy.
My dad's always sailed, and he's also always called me midget.
Oh, you're not that short.
So, no, I was when I was born. Yeah.
As opposed to those other giant babies.
Yeah, that's right. Could barely even reach the typewriter. So my experience of sailing, it's correct. The skipper is always in your face. And my dad, the most common phrase when sailing is, you see that island up there, midget? Head for that. And that's my experience of sailing. So it was lacking.
That would have spiced up Jake's date, I think.
Yeah. So not only was the yacht lacking direction from my dad calling me midget, it was lacking any personality or humour.
Yeah. And then basically Georgia spent the rest of the date just saying how lucky she was that she was with Jake, which...
Well, I've met someone else with a sick mum. That you need to base a relationship on more than that.
I'm so glad that you know, it has panned out the way it has in hindsight. Imagine if she'd chosen Jake Why? What do you like most about Jake? Oh, he's got a sick mum.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I'm just medical convenience or congruence. Oh, I need to bring a dictionary.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not enough.
move on from Jake's date. Maddie J was next. Oh. Did you get a bit excited when Maddie's date came on this episode?
Of course. Excited and Maddie J in the same sentence. Well, but they did gin blending.
Yes.
With martinis. I've been there. I've done that gin blending there. That is a killer date.
Good. Okay, good date.
I went with a mate, which was a real waste.
Blokes listening out there, listen to that. It's a good gin. Making your own gin. Good way to impress a lady and presumably get them drunk later on.
Lots of puns. You can, you know, slip in a reference to your juniper berries.
Ah, very good. There was a moment in Maddie's J dates I wanted to ask you about, though.
Mm.
Very start of that date, jumped in the car. And he revved it, and he sort of, there was that moment of that real blokey moment where he revved the car before. I don't know how to do that. I'm a happily married man, but if I was put in the producer said to me, oh, we've got this amazing Porsche coming up, you jump in and drive, give it a bit of a rev, I'd be like, I'll stall it.
Yeah.
I will stall the car, and you'll have to shoot from the back and get a dummy to rev it for that moment where Georgia goes, ooh.
Can I get a runner behind me while I'm reverse parking, please?
The dates all ticked over, and then
with the same questions on every freaking date.
But
where do you live? Would you move? Blah de blah. How sick's your mum? Da da da.
What did she ask Lee and Maddie J how sick their mum was?
Shh. But you're free forming.
They did tick over, and then the rose ceremony.
No, what you are missing?
Oh, what
a
have
very
I skipped?
Important part.
What have I skipped?
Spa.
Oh, shit. I can't believe I've missed the jacuzzi. The wet cuddle number one. Well, let's go back. I'm reversing. Wet cuddle number one.
Jackie and I have a rule that, you know, bikinis on dates, you really have to be quite late in the relationship to have a bikini date because it's just you're not at your most secure.
Okay.
The exception to that is a night swim. That's a very, very sexy situation.
It is. I could see how that. Now, actually, the one thing I did notice on the wet cuddle number one. They looked like they had matching swimwear.
You were noticing things I wasn't. I was just thinking the whole time, he's got a semi.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, okay, but here's the...
It's not a raging fool.
No, but so here's the interesting bit of information for yourself. Men's bodies occasionally have that netting inside.
Yep.
I would imagine, given the circumstances and the likely proximity, he would have been running maybe a pair of sluggos underneath the boardies just to compress any potential.
Yeah, and maybe like, you know, a brick in a pantyhose just to be absolutely sure.
An anchor just tethering himself to the floor.
But I feel betrayed. Jumping ahead. Everyone knows anyway. Bit of a spoiler.
Yes.
I feel betrayed because I judge by the kissing.
That was the best scene of the whole series.
It was so good. I do this thing when I watch Kisses on Television where I lift my chin. I think it's the throat. I think that part of my... I've got one chromosome that's still in the 40s.
Right.
And
does your heel raise off the ground as well?
Yeah, my toes curl. And I was practically looking at the ceiling because it was a great kiss.
It was. I was sitting at home on the couch with my wife watching this and I was cheering Maddie on. If there wasn't someone out there in Maddie J's corner at that point, as he was monologuing and saying, I'm trying to find the right moment.
He said all the good stuff.
Yeah. And he nailed it.
Totally.
Nailed it.
And do you know what else that kiss was?
What?
A lie.
Yeah, it was in hindsight, wasn't it? as it turns out, she would go on to deliver many more lie kisses.
Oh, she puts the lie in saliva. I'm prouder of that than anything else I've done this year.
Okay. You should be. That is the tagline for the next series of Bachelors of Bloke, putting the lie in saliva.
Oh, excellent.
It was an amazing scene. And there was a part of me that thought, because as I said, I've thought Lee from day dot, but there was a part of me then that I thought, actually, Maddie J is the front runner for mine.
Yeah, because personality and good kisses.
The rose ceremony on Wednesday night.
Bye, Jake.
By Jake, he was sad. Georgia was sad, not as, you know, not as cut up as I thought she might have been.
Yeah,
by
dead-eyed snake boy, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, he's dead-eyed. He likes the black, doesn't he?
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway.
He's the kind of guy that, but you would get Valentine's Day cards from him 9 years after you've broken up with him.
Oh, Yeah, bit.
You just had an air of that.
Hey, just popped up on my Facebook feed.
Just a friendly card. Don't read anything into it on the 14th of December with love hearts on it.
Let's move on to Thursday. So we're down to two. It's the final. It's Levy Maddie. It's Melbourne v Sydney. It's and instant attraction.
Can I just say, why are we in Singapore? There's no lead up. It's just we zoom over buildings we haven't seen before. No sign of Sydney Harbour. Osher's there and he does his tropical makeup. Paul loves a sweater.
Oh, but his hair holds up.
Oh, hello. I mean, it's part of the architecture.
I hope he gets that insured. I hope he's got an insurance policy out on that hair. It's fantastic. Yeah.
But even he, I don't know exactly what he said, but he seemed a bit bewildered when he went, "Welcome to Singapore."
And I'm not sure if you noticed, but they stayed at the Sofitel.
I didn't because I was blinded by the white teeth. Thanks, Oral-B.
They showed the fact that they were staying at the Sofitel at least 18 times during that show.
Yep.
And it's time for Liam, Maddie, Georgia, three of them in Singapore, and it's time for the boys to meet the family.
Dr. Love and Katie.
I was stoked that the villain of this series finally arrived in the final show. What about Katie?
Katie with the Haiti.
Oh, wow.
She was all about two things, lipstick and questions.
Now,
which is also the title of Taylor Swift's next album.
That is a great, that could be the title for anything. That's a title for a biography. That could be the title for this, lipstick and questions.
Yeah, except maybe not like a gynecologist practice.
Oh, no. No. Oh. Do not think on that one too much. Okay. But Katie, honestly, I got the sense from the get-go, she's always been in Georgia's shadow a little bit in the family.
Yes, and she's compensated by being very bossy. I loved how a bit later when they were actually arguing, it's like, well, just tell me which one I should pick, Katie. She's like, I don't actually know, Georgia. Every girl with a sister twitched at that point because it's that rising little tension where you're trying to keep your voice level, but no.
Yeah, and if they'd been at home and without cameras rolling, it would have been full blown.
I was a shoe thrower with my sister. Yeah.
Now, except heels?
It's hard because it doesn't matter. Whatever's handy.
Oh, Jesus.
But not, well, usually at the wall.
We finally got to meet Dr. Love, which was exciting. The penile implant
surgeon.
It was
just, I love that. It just occurred to me halfway through the first conversation, I just sort of thought, Maddie's sitting across from a dick surgeon. And I also thought that Maddie J and the dick surgeon sounds like kind of a lovable detective series.
No. That is a punk band. Maddie J and the Dick Surgeons. That is a punk band, and their first album is "Pump Up the Jams."
It's just gonna sting a bit.
Oh, Maddie. The best part is that Maddie definitely would have had the same thought. Oh my God, this is a dick surgeon sitting in front of me.
Yes,
halfway through that date.
And Chris, was his name Chris? I'm going to call him Gold Coast William Shatner because that's what he looked like. But Gold Coast William Shatner, he just should have said, come on, mate, whip it out. Nothing I haven't seen before.
Imagine should if that expected. Had been
the
deciding
He could have actually
vote.
Been more decisive with Georgia if he'd just seen the goods.
Yeah,
because he's
seen
so many.
I'm pretty sure he saw Lee's goods. We've spoken about the tightness of
pants,
Lee's pants.
The pants, yeah, nice. Yeah.
Well, and in the end, so Maddie got the grilling by the dad. Lee came in, and this is where things got interesting for mine, because Lee got pulled to the side by Katie.
And she kept saying how smooth he was, and she's clearly blind because he's very, very bumpy.
Yes, we have seen that when he takes his shirt off. She, I don't know whether there was a little bit of that, I like you, so I'm going to be kindergarten style, I like you a lot, so I'm going to be very mean to you.
I tweeted about it, that she's signalling to the concierge to bring more underpants. As soon as he walked in, you could see there's just fleetingly this little face where she was like, oh, I would.
And so on that train of thought, she just would have been going, if Georgia ends up with him, this is Christmas every year.
You're making the mouth now. As if you've got just this tiny little pointy bit of red lipstick on. It's perfect.
Every year I'm going to have backup undies on hand.
But imagine trying to pick a Christmas present for Katie for the next 10 years.
Oh, I reckon Lee's just going to do personalised calendars.
Yeah, she'd just open it and if she didn't like it, she'd get even more cat's bum and just go, it's nice, thanks.
Yeah, but so and then it came to a head because the boys left. The Love family sat down as a trio. And as you mentioned, Georgia was looking, ridiculous to us. She at this point, she knows who she's choosing. But to ask her dad and her sister to choose between these two boys.
Exactly. Who do you guys think I should be wrapping my legs around for the foreseeable future?
Yeah. No. And they've beautifully to the script. Katie's gone with Maddie. The dad has gone with the one who lives in Melbourne.
Because he's practical.
Yeah.
He's a practical dick doctor.
And that's what you look for in love. What's practical? what practicalities make your heart sore?
I see, maybe I should listen to my parents because I tend to go to whatever is going to be the most difficult.
Oh, right.
Difficult is exciting.
Well, it sounds like that's what George has done in the past. It sounds like...
Well, according to Katie with the Haiti.
Oh, God. Yeah. So the boys went on dates and again, more very, very pointless dates.
Yep. Oh, no.
Lie kisses.
Okay, with more lie kisses.
Maddie
more
was
saliva.
First.
Maddie, that was another killer date. This week,
okay.
Maddie, killer dates. Zip lining. I was texting people just going, I have to do that.
It
looks
really?
Awesome. Granted, helmets aren't great on a date.
Not flattering on anyone.
Well, you know, unless it's a metaphor. But that looked like so much fun.
Do you think there was a part of the producers going, we know she's going to choose Lee. Let's just stick him on any moving mode of transport.
Well, yeah, any dangerous one. Let's kill him off.
Yeah, but let's give Maddie the awesome dates as a bit of a consolation prize. You're not going to get the girl, but you get to go make gin and you get to go on a zip line.
Those two things should be linked forever.
Oh, wow.
Gin and zip lining.
The gin zip line.
Yep. And then
that should be the way they leave the mansion in future.
Yes.
Shot of gin, out on a zip line. Bugger this limo, you know.
Or zip line into a vat of gin. Done. Do it.
Producers of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. You can have that one for free.
Sponsored by gin.
Exactly.
But then they went to the Bell of Happiness. A lie.
Oh, it is. You're really ruining this for me. I didn't realize there were so many lies. I mean, I know how the show works, but I hadn't picked up on all the lies throughout it.
Don't go to something that ding-dongs happiness if there's none in your future. They even write a little note saying he put the word forever or something.
But let's move on to Lee's date, unless there was anything else on Maddie's date you wanted to hit on.
Well, yeah, just Maddie.
But Lee's date. Lee and Georgia, basically they jumped on a rickshaw or a trishaw.
A trishaw. And she said, when I'm with Lee, I feel like we're the only two people in the world. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a magic self-propelling bicycle.
Yeah. I like the idea that the driver, I just love the idea of the Georgia having to haggle with the driver beforehand as well. As you do in some of those Asian countries with these modes of transport, you get to argue the fee beforehand. I love the idea of Georgia going, I want to drive this guy around for the day. He's going, $700. I'm also going to have a camera crew following. $800. Oh, this is going terribly badly.
Then the boat and the light show.
The boat.
And the kissing and all that sort of thing.
And then wet cuddle number two.
Wet cuddle, the infinity pool wet cuddle.
The infinity pool wet cuddle.
And it's someone on Twitter put up who wore it best and they did a still from each of the wet cuddles.
Mm.
And they were almost identical.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been a long season for the producers. They're probably struggling for ideas.
Yeah, one of them probably thought, hey, maybe he'll say I love you if we put them in a pool. I think I saw that on a show somewhere.
Yeah, well, and he did. And he did. And something we didn't touch on actually is that he had confessed his love earlier to the sister. He confessed his love of Georgia to the sister.
Fear will do amazing things.
Yeah, yeah. He was deer in the headlights stuff. Imagine if he has, I'm falling in love with Georgia. And 6 years down the track, he finally goes, Georgia, I'm only with you because your sister scared the shit out of me.
But it was also like classic bachelor, bachelorette love. It was, I kind of sort of think I'm falling in sort of love kind of thing with you.
Yeah.
Or I will soon. Love is all about feelings and disclaimers.
So Lee put in a lot of disclaimers during professing his love in the wet cuddle number two.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we move on to the rose ceremony. And everyone knows what's happening when we see Maddie get out of the car first.
It was every time that happens this year, twice, I just think, oh, they're doing it in a different order this year.
Oh.
Because I want to believe in love, but God damn it.
Well, so, and we'll get to Maddie's heartbreaking speech. In fact, let's talk about it now, because when he arrived there, how early on into George's rant do you think he realised he wasn't getting picked?
I don't know, because I couldn't read his face, you know, through my tears.
Yeah.
But I hated the way she phrased it. I came here to fall in love with someone else.
Mm. It's
That's not the way you break up with people.
She did it, and the
you do it via text with emojis.
Well, and you ask a friend to pass it on to them.
That's right.
At the very
least. That's right. Yeah. My friend says you're dropped.
Yeah, yeah. Or you allow them to. Yeah, there's many ways to drop people, Georgia. And the what you did by starting out really, really happy and smiling and gushing about what an amazing person Maddie is, that's not letting him down gently.
No, it's like saying I see us at a wedding in a few years, provided you become a celebrant.
Yeah, well, the most heartbreaking moment, and I think the moment that will ensure that Maddie is the next Bachelor
was it when he bent over. That sounds worse than I meant.
I didn't notice that.
No, he sort of crumbled when she rejected him.
Yeah,
he sort of,
the hands
he stepped
on knees.
Back and I thought maybe he was going to vomit.
That was tough too, and I thought, wow, this is a very visual physical reaction we're getting here. The poor bugger. But it was the moment when he hugged her goodbye and said, "I don't want to let you go."
Yeah.
That was, I'm like, well, here's your next Bachelor.
Oh, he'd better be. Him or James Packer.
My only concern with that is he's only 28.
Yeah.
Isn't that too young?
For what?
To be the Bachelor.
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
How old are the others? I feel like all the others have been at least 30 plus.
Yeah, but emotionally 12 to 16.
Yeah. Okay, and then the moment, the culmination of the series, Lee. And
yeah, Georgia picks Lee. It's over.
Yeah.
It's a great second prize. Lee is a very good-looking man who likes bad jokes and blinking, but it's an okay second prize. I'd be okay with that.
This is zero to hero for mine because whilst we all thought he was probably he was the early favourite, that I'm standing by that is the worst entrance of anyone in this concept ever.
We're going to have to agree to disagree, Liam.
No. I'm sticking with my guns on this one. But here's a question for you, Joe. Everything you've seen in the series, we've got to know Georgia through the lenses. Does it last?
Australia's Next Top Model and Australian Bachelor, Bachelorette, all great records of success.
Okay.
And I don't know why.
Except for that Blake year.
There is no Blake.
Oh, we don't. Oh, shouldn't all these. Yeah, I haven't read the fine print on the show.
But generally speaking.
Okay.
So will it last? Sure.
Okay. Now, you sign off, don't you?
I do, despite the fact that I'm still sort of a little bit hurt by being misled for two series in a row. Like, love that died a few months ago was resurrected and then died again. So, like, zombie love, we gone.